ourselves in a great position at the end of the year. So for to get to this point, it still hasn't sunk in yet, but at least we can celebrate and enjoy it now.
You've been here the longest. I mean, could you envision, I mean, look at this.
I could envision it. I think when they built the stadium, it was, you could see what was going to happen, but you know, I didn't know how long it was going to take or what was going to happen, but I knew at some point it would.
Do you, in your mind, try to envision what it would be like, and was it anything at all like it because of the outcome?
I did not try and envision it at all. I had no idea what to expect, so I just kind of went in there and did what everyone else did, but you know, the way it happened tonight, it doesn't really matter. We put ourselves in that position to have the luxury of having the other team have to play perfect baseball, and you know, we played a great 159, 160 games to get to that point, and you know, we should be commended for that.
Was there like a lot of
on the ski goal?
This is from Worth.
He knew?
Yeah. He's been through a few. Yeah.
You've been carrying those around for a couple days?
No, I didn't buy any of them because I don't do that stuff. But they all had them.
Was there like a lot of like nervous tension throughout that game?
No, I mean, I thought we had a couple of chances to score and we couldn't get it done. Their guy threw great, but I mean, we all were obviously looking and seeing what was going on. So, you know, any way you can win, and we'll take it.
What sort of personal gratification is this for you? You've been here since the start.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people have asked me that, and to be honest with you, this team and the guys here are such a team that I really haven't thought about anything for myself. It's more all these guys here. And, you know, a lot of other guys have been here for a while, and this whole year was a huge group effort. Everyone came together, and you know, everyone did so many things to help us get to where we're at now that I haven't even thought about me or myself or how long I've been here, because all these other guys deserve it just as much as I do.
So think about how long you've been here and how much you did. I mean, you elected to stay twice. You know, you didn't have to. You could have played this out and gone someplace where you knew you were going to win. So well, there must be some satisfaction.
The odds were in my favor that I was going to win at some point here, right? No, I think I love this town. Obviously, they gave me a chance, took a chance on me at a young age, and let me come right in and put a lot of, you know, I guess put me right in the middle of it. And for a team to take a chance on me like that, I felt obligated, and you know, I thought I should stay here and give them, you know, what they gave me, which is my career.
Was this?
The length of our office made the moves and good play, and they started to have over here with them. Getting Morris from Seattle, getting Gio from Oakland. I mean, slowly but surely, Mike Rizzo's made his moves.
No, I think they did a great job. You know, they really turned around a farm system that was one of the worst to one of the best, and a lot of those guys have helped us this year when we were injured. So, for all the things that we've been through, all the things this organization's been through, to be right here right now is pretty impressive.
Was that Rizzo who got up and you guys all showered him right in the middle? Was that him?
Yeah, I think so, at one point.
Yeah.
There's a few of them.
How has day-to-day life changed for you from the time when this team was kind of in the background to where it is today?
To be honest with you, not one bit. I think the team's gotten better and we have more attention on our team, but you know, I think everyone here is the same person. I'm the same person. I think that's the way that we've been taught here, and that's why we have such a good group of guys.
Is that gratifying, too, that you guys have kind of built this from the ground up? I mean, when you came in 05, there were no Nats fans. I mean, they didn't exist.
No, we you know, started from scratch, and to do that in such a short period of time is very impressive.
Ryan, when the score flashed and you heard the crowd, what was it like in the dugout? How did y'all feel?
Satisfaction, I think. You know, we've come a long way, and it's been a long year. We've done some good things, we've done a couple bad things, but to finish on top is something I'll never forget.
Congratulations.